Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, McClendon, M-C-C-L-E-N-D-O-N, 8-18-70. Today is 9-22-23. Let's make a medication list for her. Cynthia, I did increase your Mounjaro to 5 milligrams on this prescription, so you got that too. Let's make a medication list.
Yeah.
So first of all, we're going to call it allergy morphine. Then she's on Coreg, 25 milligram BID, Ibersartan, hydrochlorothiazides, 300, 12.5 once a day. Yes, sir. So Ibersartan, 300, 12.5 once a day. Then Atenolol, 50 milligram once a day. Then Clonidine, 0.3 at bedtime. Then glipizide, 10 milligram BID, and then insulin, Novolog, 70-30, 50 units in the morning, 50 units in the evening. Then Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, 2.5 milligram, which was increased to 5 milligram once a day. Our patient is a 53-year-old woman. She's single. She has a boyfriend. She works as a probation officer for GEO, G-E-O. She's never been able to have children. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She lives by herself, period. She comes in today because she's developed a left arm. Where was it? Oh, in the lower low back area. Was it a pyoneal fist? No. In between the folds of the glutes in the middle, midline, right? Midline, which is already draining. She also has lots of other questions about her insulin, about her diabetes. She had some blood work, but she doesn't know exactly what it showed. She was started on Mounjaro, which has had some weight loss, but that hasn't been increased, and she's still on the same dose. She's looking to change to us and become our come here on a regular basis so we can be her primary care staff or office, period. Medical problems, arthritis, diabetes, hypertension, obesity, COVID immunization times one, family history, positive for stroke, hypertension, lymphoma, and diabetes. Colonoscopies up to date. Next, it was done this year. Mammogram needs to be done later this year. Patient recently also had a stress test done, an echocardiogram by a cardiologist, and was told that everything was okay, despite the medication. She's despite the fact that she's taking a lot of medications. She's trying to stay active and lose weight, but hasn't been very successful. That's why she was started on Mounjaro. Period. Surgery. She's had cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, some kind of lung surgery, but no cancer. Medication, she lists for created today, allergy, morphine. Again, she's alert, she's awake, she weighs 269 pounds, 98%, 97.8, 16, 75, 160, over 78. Heart positive, phone positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, but obese, neck shows, no JVD, skin shows, no rash, lower extremity shows, 1+ edema. There's the abscess formation that was mentioned in between the folds, midline, low back region, and is already draining, needs to be on antibiotics, period. Patient did have an ultrasound done compared to 2 years ago. She has fatty liver. Of course, she doesn't have gallbladder. She does have peripheral vascular disease. She also has what looks like sleep apnea on the ultrasound with the RVH that has never been addressed. She says that she does wake up frantic from time to time at night. I'm going to set her up for a sleep study. She does have minor carotid stenotic lesions, but nothing that looks hemodynamically unstable. She has had a hysterectomy as far as her pelvic ultrasound is concerned, and her kidneys appear to be functioning well without any evidence of hydronephrosis. She does have a 0.4 centimeter cyst on the right thyroid that needs to be followed up. Blood work has been ordered. Patient will see us next week, check her blood pressure, and get her sleep study done ASAP, and also we'll bring a copy of her blood pressure with her so we can see about that on regular basis. Otherwise, we went over her medication today, and her Mounjaro was increased to 5 milligrams sub-QQ weekly, and Augmentin 875 was added for the infection, for the abscess, which is already draining. Thank you.